commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I've done commentaries twice before about Justin Bieber. Once I praised him for reaching out to a young fan who was terminally ill. The other time I suggested that he is a good role model for other young child stars. Let this be Exhibit A for I'm Not Always Right. Actually, I was talking about the best available information on Justin Bieber at the time. This is more a story of how quickly a child star can come off the rails. Since then, we've heard about reckless driving, egg throwing, pot use, drunkenness, public urination, drug-fueled house parties, and an entourage with a cocaine habit. The most recent incident, drag racing through the suburbs of Miami, is particularly disturbing. In that episode, Bieber had a caravan of SUVs driving slowly behind him, blocking the street for other cars so he and his buddy could race each other through a residential neighborhood. This is self-indulgent and indescribably dangerous behavior. So I have had enough of Justin Bieber and his posse. Here's what should happen. Now remember, he's not an American citizen. He's Canadian. The local judge who handles his case in Miami should refer him to federal prosecutors with a recommendation that he be expelled from the country. He is our guest. He doesn't have any right to be here as a drug-abusing lawmaker. If you went to Canada or Mexico or other countries and ran amok, you would be thrown out. His behavior is atrocious. There's no reason for him to be a menace to us any longer. Kick him out of the United States. The proper response to Justin Bieber's behavior is that his next North American tour be limited to stops in Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver.